Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome to episode 53 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with Katie Couple. My name is Julia. Myself and my husband Aaron are a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day of being less dependent on outside sources, you know, trying to make that 1% change while merging homesteading and frugality. And today, you know, Farm Wife Sexy Life, it came about as a way for me to talk about, you know, being a woman on a homestead. And today is when we'll talk about, well, like, what does it mean to be a female homesteader? And it can mean a lot of things, a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I'm starting to see this shift of women who are really trying to go back to a simpler time when things were much easier. They would be not much easier, simple, because it's not easy. None of this is easy. That's the wrong word. But definitely simpler. We have been told, as I was growing up, it was always the thing. You could go be a career woman. That's what you want to do. You need to be a career woman. You can do it all. And it's so different for a woman. Because we are the nurturers. We are the ones, our children, you know, they need both parents. But there's something about a mom that they need. And they thrive on. And they have to have. If it's available. And if they have that loving relationship, that family, that mom relationship, that nurturing aspect is so crucial and critical. And I'm not saying that's the way in every single case. But in a lot of cases, that's what it is. And I know that from personal experience because in our relationship, she loves Aaron. She does. But I'm mom. And I saw a TikTok that said, I thought this was interesting. Like, a scientific study was done, and I hadn't heard of this, I hadn't seen it, and I've not looked it up, but it does make sense. It says that there was a scientific study done on babies, and the reason they say dad first, not just because it's easier to say, but they see their mother as an extension of them, and I can see why. You know, mom is the one that does the breastfeeding, most of the feedings, most of the caretaking, because this child came out of you. It's a different relationship. And you can have a very, very similar relationship with an adopted child. I completely believe that in some cases, depending on how that relationship flows. But there's just something about that nurturing aspect. And I feel like women are trying to get back to that. And a lot of these ladies are turning to homesteading as, you know, a way to make it possible to do this because, you know, in today's society, with how expensive everything is, the cost of living has gotten crazy high, and people aren't really willing to make cuts to their lifestyle and their lifestyle choices in a lot of cases to be more frugal, to live a very good life, but to live below their means. And you're starting to see more and more this kind of way to cut, especially if you live in a very expensive area, way to cut costs in some cases of growing your own food. But it really depends because if you are hauling in compost every year, I know from personal experience for us to haul a dump truckload of compost in, it's like $1,400. We don't do this very often. It's too expensive. It's not something we do often at all for that purpose. So we're really trying to get our own compost systems and, you know, everything kind of set up so we don't have to do them. But if you live in a place like that and you're not able to handle most of your needs, it can get expensive. But it could be another way to kind of help cut costs. So I can see that in both ways on the frugal aspect. But I really feel like women, you know, you also see a lot of the reels. They're like, well, if your wife starts baking bread, go ahead and build a chicken coop because she's going to want chickens, like the gateway into homesteading. And I don't agree with that necessarily, but maybe. We'll see. It just seems that there is a push. It's a club. And I don't know how exclusive the club is, but it's there. And I think everybody has an option. But being a female homesteader, I feel like, what does it really mean? So, a big thing is, this is another hat that ladies wear. It really is. On top of being mom, on top of being wife, on top of being everything else that you are, homesteading is another hat, another thing for us to juggle. And I feel like women are better at managing it a lot of times, multiple things. I know the men in my life, the majority of them, cannot handle all the things at once. Something about them doesn't process all the things at once. It's too much for their brains. And that's the men in my life. It's not all men. It's the men in my life. So it's just one of those things to consider. Like, I feel like women handle all the different things. Our brains can categorize, prioritize, because we work differently. We just do. We just function differently. And it's just another category we're adding to our list and to manage. And it makes our world more complicated, more complex. It can be more fulfilling. It really can. I tell you, when I get done with a homestead project, I always feel so good. I'm working on one at the moment. We're getting our potato patch, you know, fully deer-proofed. We didn't get it completely done last year. The deer didn't get in. But this year, typically they'll respect a boundary 1 year. They respected my boundaries, like, usually, like, for 1 year before they try to push up against it. And they could have gotten into this one pretty easy, but we were building that boundary up so they could get in if they wanted to. They tried really hard, but it would be much harder for them to push past that boundary than what it was last year. And I always feel really good when I get these accomplished. I feel like, okay, I'm checking something off the list. Checking something off the list. You feel good. You feel good with your plants and all these things you're doing because you're like, man, I've got it. We're doing it. We're going to grow all these tomatoes and we'll take care of my family and we'll get them canned and get them put away and do all the things that need to be done. So one way, we have another thing we have to manage. I feel like women handle it a bit better. Like, men are really good at the projects. Like, give them projects, let them go, get it done. It's where they're great at. But I feel like when it comes to all the management of all of the things, I feel like the ladies can a little bit better, or it tends to fall on the ladies, especially like a lot of the homesteading YouTube channels that I watch, tends to fall on the ladies, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, maybe it's natural, that hunter-gatherer sits, the men are out there working day to day, doing the 9-to-5, and the woman is, you know, gathering in the food. I don't know. I mean, there is a reason they call it hunter-gatherer. And I feel like maybe we're shifting back to that. Where, okay, woman's nurturer, woman takes care of the family, takes care of the home. And a lot of times your homestead is an extension of your home. We always have a lot of chaos before there's simplicity, I feel like. And we have to manage that chaos. It's part of being a female homesteader. And sometimes the chaos never goes away. I can't even imagine trying to homestead with multiple children. One child is enough for me. So you have a lot of chaos and you're trying to manage that, get through and push through and deal with all that. Come up with your own process systems that work for you and your family. And I feel like a lot of times once you work through that chaos, it does breed processes for simplicity, because that's what homestead's about. You're looking for ways to simplify your life. So how do you have all this chaos, especially when you're putting things into play that you've never had before, like taking care of chickens, taking care of lots of animals, all of the stuff that you have to handle can be a bit chaotic. All the things breaking, all the watering, bad weather, windy weather, all these things. And a lot of people don't realize, I'd rather have snow than I would wind. Any day. Wind for us, where we are, like, we've had it really bad. And wind can be so damaging. So much more damaging than anything else. Because it can take down houses. One took down a barn down here once. I mean, it was a barn that's been up for ages. Took down I think it was last year. So, for us, I would rather have snow. But it's chaos before simplicity. It's just something we have to remember. As a female homesteader, it's just another thing we have to manage. So, it's not always going to be chaotic. It could be. You're going to have periods of chaos in your life. Especially on the homestead. But I feel like there are ways we can plan around it and plan to have more simplicity versus chaos. I know spring is one of the busiest times of the year on the homestead because it's signifying the end of winter. Put your plants in the ground. Get it all done. Fall is the next busiest time on the homestead. For a reason, everything's ready to be put away. So I feel like you have to kind of work through it. You have to kind of manage it, process it, kind of work through how each of these work for you and your family. But I can tell you, spring, if fall, late summer tend to be my most chaotic times. But and right now I'm in a period of chaos because I don't have the same processes that I had last year. So my body is still trying to determine and deal with it. And while there's a lot of stress in the house, we're also still kind of navigating what this looks like every day, day to day, especially after a lot of these projects get knocked out. We turn away convenience. This is something I will always say, busy mom, you have to have your tricks. And I'm not going to lie, I have organic mac and cheese in my cabinet. I do have organic mac and cheese in my cabinet. I have emergency mac and cheese. I have an emergency pizza in my cabinet. I also have emergency meatloaves because I know there are times I'm going to need those emergency meals. But we're trying to turn away the convenience of pre-chopped vegetables, pre-done this, pre-done that, all of these things. And we also look at, other conveniences out there in the world. You know, the high maintenance items, the massive skincare routines where you do 30 different things on your face. Or I thought Salsa made needling the other day. I was like, Jesus, I can't even imagine. And I'm sure it's great for their skin, but I can't add another thing to my day. I'm lucky if I remember to put lotion on at this point in my life in the season. But even I, now that I'm doing this homesteady thing full time and it's mine to manage, and I don't have to deal with the 9-to-5 on top of being mom, being wife, being homesteader, I feel like I can turn away the convenience items that I felt like I relied really heavily on. It wasn't that I wasn't a homesteader, but we feel really bad when we have to use convenience items. We do. We feel awful when we have to use convenience items. I had such terrible mom guilt because I would buy these convenience items. Like, I don't know what else to do at this point. Like, I feel like I cannot add another thing to my list. And in a way, I feel kind of ashamed that I have that guilt. But I also know it was coming from a very good place because I want to give my child the best. And for me, it was like, the best for her would be for me to make this for her from scratch. The best for her would be for me to do this for her and have this stuff ready, like homemade breads and things like that. But I didn't have the bandwidth to add another thing to my long list of things I had to get done. I didn't have the mental capacity or the physical capacity to handle more than what I was already doing. And that's where we have to learn to give ourselves some grace. We can still be homesteaders and have some convenience items, especially if you are doing the 9-to-5, 40-plus-hour work week on top of everything else. You kind of have to give yourself grace because you can't do it all. You really can't. And I feel like it's the other thing. We as female homesteaders feel like we have to do it all. We do. We have to be all things. We have to get all of our bases covered to give our kids, our family, the best life possible, this life we want to give them. And that itself can breed chaos. It really can. And I'm really trying to, we are really trying to manage that because we've talked, a couple weeks with Toolman Tim. And when I say a frugal cost analysis, I really feel like that is the thing that keeps us steady. And I'm planning on putting that to effect in so many more aspects of my life. Like, does it really make sense for me to go this route? Like, whenever I'm, looking at ingredients, we're trying to get to single ingredient foods. I'm looking at pastas like, okay, cost analysis. Does it make sense for me to buy this flour that's going to be so much more expensive to buy all these things that you need to make this really good pasta? Or does it make more sense for me just to buy it? Does it make more sense for me just to spend a few extra dollars or cents, whatever that amount might be, and just go ahead and buy the better pasta? It's just something you have to do. You have to do that cost analysis to kind of figure out. Because chaos, you don't want there to be constant chaos in your life. And it could feel that way, especially when you have mom guilt and everything else on top of that. There's always a list. I don't know if you all are like me, but I have a list on another list. I have pros and cons list and everything else. Goals list, all of it. It just, the list never end. Never, ever end. And that's okay. It is what it is. I'm already through the berry vines for this year. And I already could tell you next year on my list of berry vine projects is going to be to remove all the dead canes because I couldn't get to them this year. And that's a chore. But it's something I'm adding to the list for next winter. So the list keeps growing. I feel like it's never going to end. And that's okay. It's part of homesteading. But it's, again, another thing we have to manage. And I know the men have a never-ending list too. But I feel like sometimes, like, their projects get done. But our projects just get started. Especially if you have, like, a chicken coop or meat birds. And you have all these things like, okay, build me a coop. And then you have to actually deal with them after the fact. So there's always a never-ending list. And I think a lot of times we keep this list in our head because we're like, okay, we have to do sourdough. We have to figure out how to manage this. We're going to do a big baking day or a big baking weekend, whatever that is. But it always feels like there's a list. But there is some good in all this because I feel like homesteading women, we actually thrive in the struggle. I feel like it brings out the best of us. And what I mean by that is times get hard, times get tough, but the resilience and the effort and the determination we show really comes out and shows that we are so much stronger than we ever thought we could be. And if nothing else, that is the main thing of what it is to be a female homesteader. You struggle, you push, you get tired, you are worn out, everything just exhausts you, you're just ready to drop in bed. But I can tell you, I would way rather drop in bed from being physically exhausted than mentally shut down. Which is what my 9-to-5 did to me towards the end. I was completely, I loved my job, loved what I did, but I was completely mentally drained by the end of the day. And then everything else, I didn't want to deal with it. And if I would have kept working, I probably would have had to drop the homestead because there was just no way I could have kept up with everything. And for Aaron and I, that wasn't an option because this homestead is our legacy. And yes, there's a struggle. Yes, we have to work really hard to keep up with everything. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done. But we're figuring out how to do it and manage it with the hands that are here and the feet that are here. We're getting through it. And I can tell you that I feel like I thrive so much more. I'm so much stronger. And I'm figuring out learning things I never knew before. I'm not a post driver. I was driving post by myself. This is something I always laid on Aaron for. Like, I need you to drive me some fence posts. And he's like, okay, I'll drive them. But he wasn't available. I was like, well, I really need to get this done so we can knock this off the list. So let me just go ahead and do it. And I did it myself. And I was so proud of that accomplishment. It's a simple thing. Most women are like, yeah, we do that all the time. I know, I'm a loser. I let the husband take some chores so I don't have to deal with them. And it makes him feel good too because he feels that I need him. And that's an important part of this relationship too. I can do so much, but I know it makes Aaron feel bad that I can do a lot of these things independently when he wants to be there to help and support me too. So I have to kind of balance that as a wife. But I really think we thrive and we grow and we learn and we figure it out. We do the research. We get it done. I would say learning how to do the seed start, that was all me. Aaron, he watched the videos with me. He learned with me. But in reality, that setup, learning how to do that for our family, that was really on me. And I feel so accomplished so good that I can bring this to the table for my family. So, well, if you have any questions, comments, anything you want to hear in a future episode, please email those to thecandycouple@yahoo.com. As always, you can also check out our link tree. It has all of our other videos. I'm doing a lot of different types of videos. I'm trying to figure out some snack items. There's some of those out there. We're also doing this new Meals for Deals series. When there are deals, we will see. My grocery stores have not been cooperating. Trying to help out some, you know, families that struggle with their grocery budgets, because I absolutely know what it's like to try to manage a grocery budget on a tight budget. So, completely understand. And we always are talking about, you know, being frugal, how to save money, how to cut your costs. We're here to help you in any of those ways. So check those out so we can help you and inspire you. And, you know, it's all our goal. And as always, thank you for joining me on Farm Wise Sexy Life with the Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.